Washington's Capitol. Time for news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. The weather is still a problem for some area schools. From the WMAL Storm Center, Carroll County schools are now closed today, and that's a change from before. Carroll County schools now closed. Schools in Frederick County are opening 2 hours late this morning. The investigation continues this morning in Montgomery County into what led to the fatal stabbings of two people at Westfield Wheaton Mall yesterday. Police Lieutenant Nick Augustine.
We have no information about that, how it started at this time. The detectives are looking into that, reviewing evidence and so on, and speaking with witnesses to determine how this did begin.
Police think it may have started with some sort of fight between the suspect and a small group of people that included the two victims. Does Russia have compromising information on Donald Trump? Well, there are reports that U.S. intelligence officials presented that scenario to the president-elect last week. But this morning, his chief of staff, Reince Priebus, says
this stuff is total garbage, and it's not true.
Priebus said on Fox News, it just doesn't add up.
I was in the briefing, too, and I got to tell you, this salacious stuff, the first I've heard of any of these things was when someone printed off of BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed themselves said this stuff's not credible. The New York Times announced overnight that they couldn't even publish this stuff because they couldn't verify and they don't believe in it.
A spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin is dismissing as utter nonsense the allegations that the Kremlin has collected compromising information about Mr. Trump. And the president-elect is certain to be asked about all this at his news conference later this morning. You can hear it live at 11 at WMAL.com. President Obama said goodbye to the nation last night before a sold-out crowd of supporters in Chicago. The president made the case for an inclusive America.
For every two steps forward, it often feels we take one step back. But the long sweep of America has been defined by forward motion, a constant widening of our founding creed to embrace all and not just some.
And Mr. Obama says after he leaves office, he'll continue the fight for his principles and the things left undone in his 8 years in office. Maryland's governor is pledging millions of dollars in tuition and student loan debt relief.
Governor Larry Hogan is proposing a $17.5 million investment to enable the state's 14 colleges and universities to cap tuition increases at 2%. He says they would otherwise have had to raise tuition by as much as 5%. And that's not all.
All Marylanders making less than $200,000 and any couple making less than a combined $250,000 will be able to deduct 100% of the interest on their student loans from their state income tax return.
Hogan says those deductions will save Marylanders $20 million a year. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Loudoun County School Board has voted not to add sexual orientation and gender identity to the school system's anti-discrimination policy. They did vote to reaffirm their commitment to hire on the basis of merit and excellence, and that the system recognizes and values the diversity of the students and broader community. Authorities are urging thousands of people in Northern California to evacuate their homes. Rivers swollen by 4 days of heavy rain are threatening to crest above flood level, and more showers are forecast for today. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,856, the Nasdaq at 55,52. Sports, the Wizards rally for a win over the Bulls. College basketball, Maryland wins, George Mason wins, Virginia Tech wins. Hockey, the Caps take on the Penguins at home tonight. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, weekdays 3 to 6, The Larry O'Connor Show. Larry, live and local.
We talk about everything. There are no rules, so bring it.
The Larry O'Connor Show. Now, weekdays 3 to 6 on WMAL.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs, just $19.99. The Big Screen Stores. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
It's go time at Dunkin' Donuts. Get your day going with two freshly made wake-up wrap sandwiches with bacon, sausage, or ham for $3. Perfect with a rich, signature smooth Dunkin' coffee. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading in through town on Pennsylvania Avenue, if you're trying to get up to 295 or even over the Sousa Bridge, the obstacle is the crash. Inbound Pennsylvania Avenue before 295. Do watch police at the scene there. And with Pennsylvania Avenue slow, also puts extra pressure on Minnesota Avenue to try to get up onto Pennsylvania Avenue as well. Suitland Parkway had the incident inbound after Alabama Avenue. Then we had one in the backups at Naylor Road. And DDOT crews tell me the one at Naylor Road, that has been cleared from the travel lanes. Oxon Hill struggling still. 210. Delays continue to grow. The crash prior to the Beltway north of Kirby Hill Road. Two incidents on the Virginia Beltway first. Leaving Springfield on the inner loop of the Beltway before you get to Braddock Road, it looked like one lane was blocked. And then we're jammed from before 66 now, beginning at Arlington Boulevard. And it is solid to the American Legion Bridge. Crash before the bridge, still along the left side. And with the Beltway so slow, so is the Georgetown Pike, the toll road 66. You get the picture, everyone trying to merge on through to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Moisture gathering down to the south of us. That'll push north with mild weather coming in, 53 today. Then rain, most likely after 3 or 4 o'clock this afternoon through this evening. And then overnight, 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and record warmth possible, 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 39 in Woodbridge, 37 in Damascus, 39 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. What is next for Charleston church shooter Dylan Roof? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You know, in Loudoun County, they have this case. It's a very controversial case involving a high school principal, very popular. Parents love him. He's been put on leave, maybe fired. The parents are trying to intervene there. We'll check in with Danielle Nadler, who is the editor of Loudoun Now, about that controversy and what's really going on there. That's coming up in about 10 minutes. I'm Brian Wilson. Very pleased to have with us today Tony Schaefer, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, retired. And he's a man who's done a lot of intelligence work. It's been good to have your expertise here for that. Works for the London Center for Policy Research.
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me. Good to be on.
It's always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, sir.
Joining us on the line right now, Alex Bolton from The Hill. We wanted to go through some of the things that have happened yesterday. And let's start with Jeff Sessions and his confirmation hearing yesterday.
I was accused in 1986 of failing to protect the voting rights of African Americans by presenting the Perry County case, the voter fraud case, and of condemning civil rights advocates and organizations, and even harboring, amazingly, sympathies for the KKK. These are damnably false charges.
That was Jeff Sessions yesterday addressing the elephant in the room head-on, allegations about things that happened in 1986 that he strongly denies. Alex Bolton with The Hill is with us now to give us a sense of how it went for Jeff Sessions yesterday and how it's likely to go in day two, and also talk about the other confirmation hearings that are on the way. Good morning to you, Alex.
Good morning.
How did it go for Jeff Sessions?
I think it went pretty well. As you mentioned, he addressed these allegations of racism head-on, and he said right from the start, I abhor the Klan and its hateful ideology. So he sought to put that to rest right away. The other mine he dodged is he was asked by Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy if grabbing a woman by her genitals without consent is sexual assault. Of course, that references the Access Hollywood video that leaked in October and was a big controversy on the campaign. At the time, Sessions, who was one of Trump's biggest supporters on the campaign trail, one of his most prominent surrogates, was a little bit waffly as to whether that constituted sexual assault or not. Yesterday, he sought to put that that to rest. He said, yes, that is sexual assault. And he was helped also by Maine Senator Susan Collins, a well-known Republican moderate, who said that, you know, she views him as a decent man and a dedicated public servant, and she reminded the committee that Arlen Specter, the former chairman of the Judiciary Committee, who voted against Sessions for the judgeship in 1986, later said he regretted that vote and found Mr. Sessions to be egalitarian. So it was a pretty strong argument on behalf of Sessions, and I think he's expected to get enough votes to be confirmed as Attorney General.
And yet, though, it's a day, second day of testimony on Capitol Hill for Sessions, and some of these people will not be big fans.
No, and the highlight today is Cory Booker, the African-American Democratic Senator from New Jersey, is going to testify against Sessions. This is something that's unprecedented. No one can remember it ever happening, and it's highly unusual. It's something that Tom Cotton, the Republican Senator from Arkansas, has blasted as a breach of decorum. It's also an opportunity for Booker, who is a potential presidential candidate in 2020, to raise his profile to get some national press. Democrats say that, look, there aren't politics here with Booker, that he has a strong record on civil rights, and it makes sense for him to speak against Sessions. But given how these hearings have gone so far, the momentum is behind Sessions, and I don't think Booker is going to do anything to derail him. But it's certainly going to be the highlight of today's testimony.
Well, I've been here since 1988, and anytime they say it's not about politics, it's absolutely about politics. Yeah, I mean, please. Hey, a couple things on national security. First, on John Kelly. I guess John Kelly did a good job yesterday, and then today is Mike
for the Department of Homeland Security,
and then and Mike Pompeo is coming up for CI today. So, what did you make of John Kelly's hearings yesterday, if anything?
John Kelly cruised through the hearings. They were pretty subdued. There were some code pink protesters there,
always,
but they did not actually disrupt it. And it just goes to show that Kelly is pretty non-controversial. He would be the first military leader to head the Department of Homeland Security. What's interesting about yesterday's hearing is he offered some differences with Trump. He said that building a wall by itself will not do the job.
And he's right. In fact, we have that little soundbite queued up, ready to go. Here it is.
If you were to build a wall from the Pacific to the Gulf of Mexico, you'd still have to back that wall up with patrolling by human beings, by sensors, by observation devices.
He went on to say it has to be a sort of a layered approach. But do you think that served him well?
I think so. I mean, I think it reflects what, you know, the way most lawmakers view the wall, that just building a giant concrete structure isn't going to be enough. And this is something that was discussed during the immigration reform debate in 2013. They talked about building a barrier along the same lines, not so much physical, but with lots of surveillance involved. So I think anyone who has looked at the issue of southwestern border security acknowledges that.
Yeah, and just full disclosure, I actually worked on that project a few years ago with a certain contractor. So anyway, all right, one other thing about the things today. Mike Pompeo, what do you make of that? Because obviously John Brennan, the current guy, is hugely controversial. What do you think of anything that's going to come out of Mike's hearings today?
Well, Mr. Pompeo's hearings have been actually postponed
I didn't know that. Okay.
To Thursday, because the Democrats said that there were too many hearings all at once, that they wouldn't have time to attend all the hearings because they serve on multiple committees, that they wouldn't have enough time to digest the information. So that's going to be pushed off to Thursday. And I think, you know, one of the focuses in that hearing is going to be, you know, what to do about Russia,
right,
and what to do about Russian hacking, what to do about cybersecurity. So Russian attempts to influence the United States, to undermine the United States here and abroad, is a top topic, as is cybersecurity. So that's going to be the focus of the Pompeo hearing. Today is Rex Tillerson, who's been nominated to serve as...
I was going to ask you about that. I mean, it seems to me that the left has really got its guns out for Tillerson.
Well, Tillerson, his close relationship with Putin and Russia are going to be, I think, hotly discussed. But on the other hand, he has a tremendous amount of experience dealing with foreign leaders as CEO of Exxon. And so, you know, and he has also experience testifying before Congress. So he's pretty smooth. He's pretty savvy. He knows his stuff. So I think it's going to be tough to trip him up. And that's essentially what Democrats are trying to do in these hearings, or get these to prompt these nominees to say something dumb that they can then be exploited and used to sow a rift between Trump and Republicans on the Hill. Tillerson is probably not the guy to put his foot in the mouth Sessions has had a history of doing that, you could say, but yesterday he sailed by pretty smoothly.
Well, so do you see anybody that Trump has nominated who is really, you know, on the bubble, who might not be confirmed?
I think it's very hard to knock any of them off because the Democrats in 2013 changed the rules, requiring only a simple majority to confirm cabinet nominees and executive branch nominees instead of the traditional 60. So you would need Republican defections, and it's not apparent that any Republicans are willing to defect at this point. I think probably one of the hardest confirmation hearings will be Scott Pruitt to head the EPA, given his long record of criticizing that agency and also questioning climate change. So there you may have some environmentally minded senators who potentially could think about voting against him, but that would be a real blow against the president, and no one wants to get on the wrong foot with Trump by sinking one of his nominees in the Republican caucus
right now. No, I wouldn't imagine so. Well, listen, thank you so much. A really nice assessment there. Alex Bolton with The Hill, greatly appreciate you joining us.
Thanks,
here.
Alex.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
It is now 8:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And traffic is released on the Beltway, Virginia. Wish it would move along a little quicker, but we are jammed on the inner loop trying to get Virginia into Maryland. The crash had been before the American Legion Bridge inner loop near the Georgetown Pike. It's now gone. They've towed everything out of there, but it has given us almost a continuous backup coming out of Annandale. So be prepared. That stretch of the Beltway, it's going to be a long haul. 66, the toll road, the Georgetown Pike, and the feeder roads to get up onto the Beltway also affected as well. On the inner loop, right as you come off of 95 before Braddock Road, that's where we're slowing because of a separate incident. 395 most of the way, Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge hung up this morning. Suitland Parkway near Naylor Road, crash cleanup continues. Heading toward the Sousa Bridge, inbound Pennsylvania Avenue. Police tell me 4 cars involved in this crash. Each direction of DC 295 near Eastern Avenue, you lose the left lane with an incident, a busy morning. And in some areas, especially points farther north, we've had some slick conditions, still closed. Brighton Dam Road between the Brighton Dam Bridge, where we had an icy conditions and a crash. That's closed between the Brighton Dam Bridge and New Hampshire Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, here's the forecast, and it looks like it's going to be rainy all the way through to tonight. 90% chance of rain. High today was 53. Not too bad temperature-wise. Low tonight, 45. Tomorrow, Thursday, temperature is 64 degrees, and that may be a new record high. It'll be close anyway. Friday, looks like we'll see some sunshine, upper 40s. Saturday, a wintry mix is possible, mid-30s. Sunday, they're talking about more rain, temperatures in the low 40s. So, sort of a gloomy weekend, but tomorrow's going to be great. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 40 degrees at 8:17 on WMAL.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Dale Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
Out in Loudoun County, there is a very popular principal who's been put on a leave, and he may well be fired. His name is Dr. John Brewer. He's been the only principal they have known at Dominion High School. And a lot of parents are upset about this. There was a meeting last night, 300 people packed the auditorium to talk about it. Joining us on the line right now to give us a little understanding of what this is all about is Danielle Nadler, managing editor of Loudoun Now, about this particular controversy involving the Loudoun County School Board and this principal. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, let me start off by giving you a little sense of the passion that we heard last night as these 300 parents packed into the Loudoun School Board meeting to support Dominion principal Dr. John Brewer.
He knows the name of every Dominion High School student. That's why he gets involved and attends every school event. That's why he arrives early in the morning and leaves late in the afternoon. That's why he spends his summer weekends visiting the homes of new students to welcome them. Dr. Brewer is the soul of this school, and we, the parents, faculty, and students, want him back as our principal.
Well, that's pretty strong stuff from the parents. That parent feeling very strongly about making sure that he returns. What is this controversy about, Danielle?
Well, some of that is, it's hearsay and hard to confirm because in Virginia, school districts do not, actually are legally not supposed to discuss personnel issues. So some of it is connecting the dots, and we always, when we report, we try to be very careful to let folks know that what is confirmed and then what is not yet confirmed. So Dr. Brewer was put on leave in late November, and we have not got confirmation from the school district about why, but it came right the very same week that the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office launched an investigation into a former Dominion High School band director.
All right. Now, that band director is no longer with the school. Am I right?
Yes. Yeah, he resigned, I think it was about a year and a half ago, and has now since gone on to a school district in Florida. And that's where some of the problems have started.
And as I understand it, down in Florida, there's been some reporting on this story, and there is some concern that apparently this band director, who left Dominion High School, as you said, some time ago, was hired because he got a rather glowing recommendation from the school principal. Isn't that sort of really what this is at its core, as best we can tell?
As best we can tell, yes, because the timeline matches up just perfectly, and then people who are close to Dr. Brewer have told me that yeah, it seems that it is about that. And it's interesting because so that band director went to Florida, and I interviewed the mother of a Florida student who claims the band director sexually assaulted her son, and had the investigation. There was an investigation in Florida as well, but it came back with no criminal charges. So that's important to note. That this man has never been criminally charged in any school district he's worked for.
Well, Daniel,
so that's one thing.
Well, on that note, I mean, so there's innuendo about this band director, but I guess the question becomes one of, was there suspicions of the band director by the principal at the time when he signed the letter? I think that's where this is all going, probably, correct?
Yeah, I think that's the concern, that that Principal Brewer wrote a letter of recommendation, whether possibly having known that maybe there are complaints in Dominion, but we don't know that for sure at all. No parents have come forward or students saying that they had criminal concerns with this band director.
Well, if there's no direct evidence, then what is the basis of moving forward to dismiss the principal then? Because I don't see the connection there if this is all innuendo.
Yeah, well, one thing I definitely want to note, that another administrator wrote a letter of recommendation for band director Brian Damron, and he has not been put on leave and is still at his post. And he's a music supervisor in Loudoun. So that's just interesting to note, too, because that's another piece of the puzzle. The process now, it does sound like Principal Brewer is going to appeal the superintendent's recommendation to terminate him. So now it goes to an independent hearing officer who will take the evidence all behind closed doors, of course. And then from there, that person makes a recommendation to the school board, and then the school board makes a decision.
But immensely popular among the parents and the students there, correct?
I've never seen a more popular principal in Loudoun County. And that was long before this happened. He goes to every rising freshman's house to meet them in the middle of the summer, and that's how they start the relationship.
Are you kidding
Very
me?
Cool.
That's an impressive thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, a man with an impressive reputation like that, one wonders what it is that's going on behind the scenes. What political game is at play, and why is there a piece of information here that, because of these rules that they have when it comes to issues involving personnel, is there something out there that we don't know? I mean, is your sense that there's some other shoe to drop here or some other piece of information that's missing?
That's what's tricky. From just, you know, I have some info off the record that I need to keep off the record, but just anecdotally talking to some of Dr. Brewer's closest friends, it doesn't sound like there is. They're saying no, and they're saying that he's told him there's no smoking gun here. We do have a newer superintendent over the last couple of years, so I don't know if there were heads butt, and now it's come into this, or we're it's such a guessing game a little
I'll just say this as a reporter. One thing you always say is when something doesn't make sense, there's a fact, not an evidence.
Oh yeah, something bigger.
So we got to figure that out. Well, listen, thank you so much for bringing this information to us. Really appreciate your assessment of it, Danielle Nadler with Loudoun Now. It is now 8:24 on WMAL.
Check out Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's really low rate on their new Life of the Balance Visa card. Go to cofcu.org/radio for details.
Are you a stressed out landlord? Don't you have something better to do than manage tenants, toilets, and trash? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for Renter's Warehouse right here in D.C. Whether you own 1 or 100 properties, it's time to retire from landlording in 2017. Outsource those headaches to the pros at Renter's Warehouse instead. These pros help entrepreneurs and investors get the best returns on their properties by placing high-quality tenants fast at the highest rents in just a few weeks on average. Plus, they warranty renters for free up to 9 months. Renter's Warehouse charges no upfront fees, and you can cancel anytime. They're going to give you hours of your life back in the form of rent collection, inspections, maintenance coordination, legal paperwork, and more, all for one low flat fee of $99 a month. So let it go this year. Hand over your landlord badge to Renter's Warehouse and take a vacation. Learn more at renterswarehouse.com or call 202-625-4370 to speak to a rent estate advisor today. 202-625-4370, Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
It is now 8:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Rush hour, as we know, can be challenging for a lot, and that's exactly what it is this morning, to say the least. On the inner loop of the Virginia Beltway, first, the crash as you leave Springfield toward Braddock Road, they move that to the right shoulder, and then pretty much you hit the delays right beyond that accident activity, and it is solid to the American Legion Bridge. In fact, bumper to bumper had a long-standing crash near the Legion Bridge. It's now gone. Those feeder roads quite slow to just try to merge onto the backups on the Beltway. For 395, Edsel Road to and across the 14th Street Bridge, solid lineup. On the ICC, struggling to get by the crash. Maryland, Route 200, the inner county connector. Right before you get to George Avenue, heading eastbound, looks like they still block the left half of the roadway, and that's why the ICC is jammed up through that stretch. 270, still watch for delays. Out of Clarksburg, just south of 121, and the most way onto the 270 spur toward the Legion Bridge. Traffic update is brought to you by the American, by MedStar Washington Hospital Center, with over 200 physicians across 39 specialties, named to Washingtonians' 2016 Best Doctors list. To make an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild weather breaks in the overcast, at least early this morning, on a south breeze, thickening clouds, and rain coming in later this afternoon, 53. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 40 degrees, 827.
Attention, Oriental Rug Liquidators are in town. The remaining inventory from Pushan Oriental Rugs will be liquidated for 19 to 29 cents on the dollar. Newer antique, hand-knotted, small to palace sizes for only a fraction of the retail value. Pushan Oriental Rugs is located at 5526 Nicholson Lane, North Bethesda. Call 301-230-0538 for more details. Open 7 days a week. 301-230-0538. Liquidators are in town for a short time at Pushan Showrooms. 301-230-0538.
Hi, everyone. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. It's 2017 and time to say goodbye to yesterday's old-fashioned traditional approach to selling homes. Our innovative five-star hybrid approach has already saved our clients over $4 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all the expensive retail markups. Plus, if you go to BollAndBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SOFT. BollAndBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SOFT.
Why Care Suites of America? Care Suites of America provides custom home additions tailored to meet the care needs of the aging or mobility impaired. For aging parents, injured military, or if it's time to address your own changing needs, a custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost compared to senior and assisted living facilities. To learn more and to meet the Care Suites of America team, visit their booth at the Home and Remodeling Show, January 20th through 22nd at the Dulles Expo Center and online at caresuitesofamerica.com.
How about that farewell speech last night, that political rally that they called a farewell speech? We'll talk about that coming up after the news, 8:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. From the WMAL Storm Center, Carroll County Public Schools are now closed today, and that's a change from earlier. Carroll County Schools closed, and schools in Frederick County opening 2 hours late this morning. Donald Trump is on a Twitter rant this morning, reacting to the allegations that Russia has some compromising information on him. Mr. Trump says, quote, intelligence agencies should never have allowed that fake news to leak into the public. One last shot at me, he says, are we living in Nazi Germany? And he blames his, quote, crooked opponents. And he says, Russia has never tried to use leverage over me. He says, I have nothing to do with Russia. Correspondent Evan Perez tells us.
The FBI is investigating the credibility and the accuracy of the allegations, which are based primarily on information from Russian sources, but the Bureau has not confirmed many of the essential details in the memos about Mr. Trump.
A spokesman for Vladimir Putin dismisses the claims that Russia has something on Donald Trump. They call the claims utter nonsense. In a couple of hours, the president-elect holds his first news conference in 6 months and is expected to face questions about Russia. You can hear Mr. Trump's news conference live at 11 this morning at WMAL.com. Montgomery County detectives are looking for the suspect who stabbed and killed two people inside Westfield Wheaton Shopping Mall yesterday afternoon.
We have made no apprehensions at this time. There is a suspect still. We are looking for it.
It happened a little after 3 on the mall's lower level. Police think there was a fight of some kind that led to the fatal stabbings. The Virginia and Maryland legislatures convene today. The Virginia General Assembly heads back to work in a session that promises to be dominated by the Commonwealth's budget shortfall. Maryland lawmakers, meanwhile, convene in Annapolis in the wake of what appears to be a growing federal corruption investigation that's already caught one former state delegate from Prince George's County. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,856. The NASDAQ at 55,52. Sports, the Wizards rally and beat the Bulls to put them over 500 for the first time since November of 2015. College basketball wins for Maryland, George Mason, and Virginia Tech. NHL, the Caps host the Penguins tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, everyone, I got the perfect New Year's resolution, one that will save you money and improve your home. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and with Thompson Creek's biggest sale of the year, you will save a ton of money with windows that will increase the value of your home and give your home more curb appeal. Let the experts at Thompson Creek Window Company come and show you how they can save you money, not just right now, but year after year, and why they are the best window company in town. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs every window right in their local factory. Call Thompson Creek right now, mention WMAL, and you'll get 25% off each window. Put an end to those drafty windows and high heating bills. Call Thompson Creek at 855-57-CREEK now, mention WMAL, and you'll receive 25% off each window with Thompson Creek's biggest window sale of the year. This is the simplest New Year's resolution of all time. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Sound travels 15 times faster through steel than through air.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Now that's true, unless you turn on your heat some morning and there's no sound at all from your home comfort system. And that's when you're likely to be in a really big hurry to call one of my stand-up guys from Snell. But why not nip little problems in the bud before they become big expensive ones? All it takes is a $79 21-point tune-up. checkout to provide you with peace of mind before that first cold morning arrives. And we'll also check for any circulation problems or anything else going on with your home's heating system. And all of these precautionary measures now mean lower energy bills all season long. Book an early bird furnace tune-up now. A low, low $79.
703-450-6300. Online at SnellHeatingAndAir.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
The Washington Camping RV Expo is back in 2017. Discover the best way to hit the road. January 13th through the 15th. Get everything you need for your outdoor adventures. Shop special show pricing on a full lineup of RVs. Find a variety of floor plans to meet every budget and camping style from the nation's top manufacturers. You don't want to miss these deals. Now is the time to buy. And it's only at the Dulles Expo Center. For more information, visit WashingtonRVExpo.com.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova, join the future of health.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland using the ICC costing you in two separate ways this morning to use it and costing you extra time with the crash. Westbound on Maryland's Route 200, the Intercounty Connector. Before you get to George Avenue, I still see a lot of activity here with this crash taking away the left half of the roadway. However, if you're sticking with 270, really not a good option either. We had an earlier morning crash in Gaithersburg. It's been gone for a while, but still most of the way out of Germantown, solid onto the 270 spur. Interloop starting to see a volume just picking up here in Bethesda, checking in that area to see if we report of a crash. On the top side from New Hampshire Avenue to George Avenue, slow, and after Colesville Road in the backups, we had the incident. Pennsylvania Avenue inside the Beltway. Hang on, we had a four-car crash inbound as you approach the Sousa Bridge, and that's why we have these major delays growing here, and they continue to grow. Branch Avenue also slows, as does Minnesota Avenue, just to try to get on to Pennsylvania Avenue. And one more item that's definitely been the tough spot for the rush hour, Virginia Beltway from Springfield to the Legion Bridge, jammed. Two accidents along the way cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Staying very mild here, especially as we head on through tomorrow with some rain in between today and tomorrow. 53 today, a south breeze, increasing clouds, and rain coming in this afternoon, most likely later rather than sooner. That rain may linger into this evening, then cloudy overnight, 45. Tomorrow near record warmth, partly cloudy, 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 31 in Woodbridge, 36 in Damascus, 38 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. You were the change. You answered people's hopes. And because of you, by almost every measure, America is a better, stronger place than it was when we started.
That was the president last night giving his big farewell rally slash address in Chicago. And he gave a very glowing assessment of where America is and a very glowing assessment of all the things that he has accomplished as president of the United States. And, well, I'm just wondering, you know, how did you assess it? Do you have the same vision of it that the president had? Well, joining us on the line right now with probably a slightly different approach and a view of this is Dinesh D'Souza, filmmaker famous for this Hillary's America and the 2016 Obama's America documentaries. Joins us on the line for his take on the Obama legacy. Good morning to you, Mr. D'Souza.
Hello, it's good to be on the show.
It's good to have you on the show. It's, by the way, Brian Wilson alongside Tony Schaefer this morning. So here's the question. As you listen to this, it was a well-written, well-delivered speech. Nobody can deny that. But a lot of people look at it and say, look, we just went through a change election. And that means that a lot of people were ready for a change from Obama's America rather than looking at it in a rather glowing way.
Yeah, Obama has this amazing capacity to produce the surreal. And that is, he stands up and he's surrounded by a kind of halo. And he talks, and you have to sort of slap yourself to realize that his what he's saying bears no resemblance to reality. I mean, for example, Obama focuses on this idea, let's have some national unity. Now, ironically, there was national unity in 2008 when Obama was elected. Even Republicans were tempted by Obama's idea that there's no red America, there's no blue America, there's only the United States of America, which Obama had thunderously said in the 2000, had said in an earlier Democratic convention. So Obama, in order to have this national unity, needed to do only two things. On the racial side, he needed to do nothing. The mere symbolism of him being there would have had a positive effect. Politically, he just needed to make some overtures to the other side so those of us who are on the Republican side could see that he was our president as well. Now, ironically, he has done his utmost over 8 years to poison this national unity. Not for one day in 8 years have I, or I would say most conservatives, ever felt that Obama was looking out for us, protecting our values, protecting our interests. On the racial front, he was positively aggressive in poisoning the wells. And so it's positively ridiculous for him now, the great divider, the great underminer of national unity, to call for national unity now. We wouldn't need it if he had done his job.
Well, that's one of the issues I think is clear here. And Dinesh, I'm a political scientist by trade, and I actually study the American political system. And notably, in my judgment, our system is designed to actually allow for multiple voices to be heard in such a way to create effect, not that we all become one in thinking and action. So, he talked about improvement in measures. What measures do you think he was referring to in his speech that are improved? From his perspective?
Well, I think that what's going on here is a bit of a sleight of hand.
Right.
Obama is talking about improvements from his own disastrous record. So, for example, he will run up the deficit in the first 3 years of his presidency to $1 trillion. Mm. This is per year. Now, let's remember that in the Reagan year, the left was screaming about, quote, $200 billion deficits as far as the eye can see. So what were annual deficits under Reagan became monthly deficits under Obama. Now, having run up $1 trillion deficits, if the deficit then goes down to $600 billion, Obama claims, we've slashed the deficit by $400 billion. Wait a minute. You've slashed it from your own previous scandalous high level,
right,
and you call this progress. So that's
right.
The kind of bogus arithmetic that Obama subjects us to. It relies on complete gullibility to go along with it.
Well, one thing before I just want to addendum to this is his claim that no act of terror from a foreign terror organization happened on his watch. I don't know how I can say that with a straight face based on everything that's happened. How do you think he thinks of that?
I mean, the way to answer that is that we're not, acts of terror are bad, but to create entire mechanisms or institutions of terror is much worse.
Right.
So before Obama, there was no ISIS. There was Al-Qaeda, which is essentially a website of terrorists, a kind of international network, but with no basis, with no army, with no land, with no hope of building any kind of caliphate. Now, ISIS is completely different. This is an army. It controls large swaths of territory in places like Iraq and Syria. It proposes a serious threat to real governments. And this all developed under Obama due to a vacuum of leadership and a vacuum of power.
No doubt.
So Obama's statement, purely nonsensical, and relies merely on the fact that we haven't had a 9/11 during his 8 years.
Right. All right. So also a claim that, well, we've had all this job growth. That's the one that I just look and I say, yeah, if you manipulate the figures in a certain way, it certainly would appear that. But it's really not the case, is it?
The simple truth of the matter is that the American economy is stagnant and has been stagnant now for some time. In order to see this, we simply have to look around the world. I just got back from a trip to India visiting my family. the Indian economy is in transformation. I mean, every time I go there, I see visible improvements in people's standard of living. Now, who with a straight face would say that apart from technological innovations, which is the iPhone and so on, Obama has nothing to do with that, who would say that the actual condition of American middle-class people, working people, is visibly improved in the 8 years under Obama? That's just ridiculous. It's not true, and no, there's no data that says it is true. So, as you say, there's just manipulations of data. The unemployment rate is, we've added 300,000 new jobs. No one knows what any of that actually means. The bottom line of it is the American economy has been stuck in the ground for the entire 8 years of the Obama administration.
And so many people have given up the search for work, and that number is not often talked about.
And this is what's driven the success of Trump. If Obama really had produced these improvements, it would be like Reagan in 1984. I mean, essentially, Reagan swept a victory, winning 49 states. Hillary would easily have won on the coattails of Obama, who campaigned furiously for her. But I think the American people have had enough. So Obama's rhetoric operates at in a sense, detached like a balloon from reality.
Well, this sounded to me more like a speech laying the path to his post-presidential political activities. Would you agree with that?
Yes, and I think it also shows that for the whole 8 years, Obama has sort of lived in the prison of his own distorted mind. This is a man who's capable of manufacturing, if you will, castles in the air, and he continues to have this megalomaniacal view of himself as if he looks at himself for an hour in the mirror every day and really likes what he sees.
All right, we're going to have to leave it right there. Dinesh D'Souza, thank you so much for your perspective. I think it was sorely needed this morning.
Thank you.
It is now 8:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we add accidents into the morning rush hour, and it always means extra time, and that's what we have on the Virginia Beltway. It is absolutely jammed from Springfield to the American Legion Bridge, where we had the accident north of the Georgetown Pike, now cleared from the left lane. And all the arteries trying to get up through to the Beltway also affected as well. Had they also an accident interloop near Braddock Road, that's now over to the right shoulder. One more item on the Virginia Beltway now, if you're leaving Alexandria and heading to the Wilson Bridge. On the outer loop in those far right local lanes, looks like the right lane's blocked with the crash response at the scene. Still had one additional fire truck look like was responding as well, so keep alert in that stretch. Pennsylvania Avenue, unusual backups this morning due to a four-car crash inbound Pennsylvania Avenue as you approach the Sousa Bridge. That's where we're experiencing these delays. Long-standing incident was DC 295 South past East Capitol Street. Still watch for delays off of both 50 and the BW Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain back into the forecast. Above average temperatures, increasing clouds as we head through this morning, and some rain coming in this afternoon, most likely later rather than sooner. A south breeze, 53. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 39 degrees at 8:46 on WMAL. This has been an interesting story to watch. I've gotten sort of a giggle out of this. Look, up on Capitol Hill, and as you know, there are tunnels that run between the Capitol building and the House and Senate office buildings, right? And on the House side, there's this long sort of curving tunnel that goes, I think, over to Longworth, if memory serves correct,
right,
from the Capitol building. And along that wall there, as you walk from one point to this is not one of the subway tunnels, this is a walkway. And as you walk along that, they have always traditionally put artwork from students from all over the country. And each member of Congress submits some piece of artwork from their particular district. And it's very interesting. Some of the artwork is really provocative. Some of it is very interesting. I always enjoyed that walk and looking at, you know, some of this artwork and paused occasionally and say, well, this is really good. Oh, this needs some work. But yeah, it was always something that sort of occupied your time as you're moving from the Capitol building over to the House office building. Well, there was a piece of artwork there that has become somewhat controversial that was put up by Representative Lacey Clay, a Democrat from Missouri. It depicted a confrontation between black protesters and police officers. And in this particular painting, this satirical painting, the officers are portrayed as actual pigs, as animals.
Right.
And somebody thought that Duncan Hunter, a Republican from California, thought thought that that was not appropriate for the United States House of Representatives, and he took down the painting and took it over to Representative Clay's office and said, listen, this is not appropriate. That was on Friday. Well, then this morning, or I guess yesterday morning, it was noted that it was back, that it had been returned. Then Dana Rohrabacher and another congressman decided that Congressman Babin from Texas, they went over and they took it down. And they took it back over to Lacey Clay's office and said, no, we don't want this. And Lacey Clay and other members of the Black Congressional Caucus now brought it back. A continuing tug of war over a painting. I don't know why you would want to stand behind this particular painting.
Well, you know what? I mean, the whole issue here is obviously degrading the very law enforcement officers that are out there to protect us. They don't care.
We'll continue to tell you about the battle of this painting as new information comes in. It's 8:49.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, you're not alone. Many of my patients have come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. And the good news is they always leave with a smile. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan from McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and in as little as one anxiety-free visit, I can provide solutions to years' worth of dental problems. We offer general and cosmetic dentistry as well as teeth in a day. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, you have options to ensure you're completely relaxed. Whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand, you'll rest comfortably throughout the entire procedure. I can provide a brand-new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. Take that first step and call us today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Every parent swears by their own method of getting their baby to fall asleep. But where they sleep is even more important. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. SIDS is less common than it used to be, but it's still responsible for 3,500 deaths a year in the United States, according to the CDC. To avoid it, infants should sleep in the same room, but not the same bed as their parents, for the first 6 months of their lives. A new report by the American Academy of Pediatrics says that can reduce the risk of SIDS by as much as 50%. Other things parents can do, always put babies on their backs to sleep. They should sleep on a firm surface with a tight-fitting sheet. There should be no pillows, sheets, blankets, or other items that could obstruct the infant's breathing or cause overheating. That means never putting a baby down on a couch or a cushioned chair to sleep. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many of the nation's top plans, Walgreens offers copays now as low as $0 on select plans. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, which means you could be saving big. So switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
The winter is here, and the dirt and grime can be tough on your rugs and carpets. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your Oriental rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
Joe Hadid has created a new pricing structure, so now everyone can take advantage of the Hadid quality and service. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery includes moving your furniture, rolling and relaying your rugs, and putting them back exactly where you want them. Minimum purchase is required. For details, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
It's 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, this is going to be late to clear. We still have major delay on the Beltway inner loop leaving Springfield, heading to the American Legion Bridge. Two separate accidents out of the way. Puts a lot of pressure on all those feeder roads getting up to the Beltway and the George Washington Parkway. You're one of them heading northbound from 123. Up ahead, a solid lineup just to get up on through to the Capitol Beltway to note. Heading to the Wilson Bridge through Alexandria, an unusual outer loop slowdown, especially for this time of the morning as well. We have a crash on the Wilson Bridge in those far right local lanes, the right lane of three block. Police are at the scene there. Intercounty Connector, we still have accident activity. If you're heading eastbound on the Intercounty Connector prior to Georgia Avenue, still lose the left lane. Update brought to you by American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com and WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Mild weather breaks in the overcast at least early this morning on a south breeze, thickening clouds and rain coming in later this afternoon, 53. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital in Northwest D.C., 40 degrees. It is now 8:57.
I have great news for you. It's Chris Plant, and we've planned our 2017 listener cruise. Join me on an interesting and fascinating cruise to some of Scandinavia's capitals, former Soviet Baltic states, including a visit to beautiful St. Petersburg, Russia. We depart July 29th for 10 days on the luxury class Silver Sea, all sweet silver cloud. It's a great value because in our special WMAL price are free beverages throughout the ship, including wine, beer, and premium spirits, free specialty dining, including 24-hour room service, free Wi-Fi, free paid gratuities, and much more. Of course, we'll have some private time to get together, too. You really won't want to miss this one. Be a part of our WMAL group. Call the travel store now at 1-800-777-6540. That's 800-777-6540, or log on to WMAL.com/cruise.
The holidays are over, so it's time to get your home back in order. Hi, it's Larry O'Connor from my friends at Zero Res, who want to help you start the new year cleaner with a great deal. Get three rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147, plus a hallway clean for free. Listen, Zero Res cleaned my carpets last year, and they still look brand new, feel softer, and smell fresh even today. If you're noticing traffic patterns worn into your carpets, spills, odors, or pet stains, they'll disappear after a Zero Res clean. You know what I also love? love about Zero Res, it's how easy it is. They bring all the equipment and carpets dry in just a few hours with zero residue, no spots or odors left behind. Heck, they even bring their own water. Your house will look great again, and your friends will think you got new carpet. Call Zero Res right now. Get clean for the new year and ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special. Three rooms of carpet for just $149 plus a hallway clean for free. Minimums apply. Call Zero Res 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
There's never been a better time to shop Riccardi Clothiers in Georgetown. Riccardi brings you the finest selection of Italian designs and fabrics. For a limited time, Super 150 suits, usually $1,230, now $599. Get ready for inaugural black tie events with a tuxedo and accessories from Riccardi at half off. You won't find a better selection of Italian silk ties in D.C., normally $100 each, now three for $100. Riccardi's in Georgetown at the corner of Wisconsin and O Street. 202-338-5300 or RiccardiClothier.com.
Do you hear from your financial advisor only when they want to sell you something? Or do you have an ongoing relationship with the people working on your portfolio? Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. We work with you to make sure your portfolio remains well-positioned for whatever the future has in store. Call the Wise Investor Group today and let us help plan your financial future.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better-informed, wise investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Tomorrow, Jake Tapper will join us from CNN. Thank you, Tony Schaefer. Greatly appreciate you being here.
Thank you for being here. I'm glad I'm here.
Hey, look, it's Chris Plant.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, look at that. Well, nothing to talk about today. I guess I'll just talk about CNN and BuzzFeed's big story about Donald Trump and golden showers and Russian hookers and all that stuff. You know,